I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 637, Living on Tiptoe. Christmas season is a season of expectation, surprise, curiosity, and wonder. I mean, the story itself points us in that direction naturally, supernaturally, if you know what I mean. Angels to shepherds, wise men and a mysterious star, evil king trying to kill kids, and a virgin giving birth, and so much more. As you read or listen to the story, you naturally ask yourself, I wonder what's going to happen next. You're living on tiptoe. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Part of that is being able to live with expectation. There's a difference between living in anxiety and living with expectation. I want to submit to you today that life, all of life, not just Christmas life, is supposed to be lived on tiptoe. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's explore that thought, hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to live expectantly in a way that can love God and others even better. If you think about it, living on tiptoe isn't all that unusual. I mean, when we watch a suspenseful movie, we're on the edge of our seat, unsure of what's going to happen next. The Seahawks game against the 49ers a week or so ago was one for the books, fumbles, interceptions, a safety. It was wild. I sat nervously on the couch, biting my proverbial fingernails to the very end. And Christmas comes with wide-eyed wonder as the beautifully wrapped packages and bright lights call us to attention. Scripture wants us to live on tiptoe, not in fear. Remember the first words of the Christmas angel. Not like Eeyore or Henny Penny either, waiting for the worst, but expectantly, trusting that God is good, and God's got this. He's got all of this. And he's here with us, Emmanuel, to show us life, defeat death, and then walk with us through it and to it. Proverbs 23:18 says, surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Romans 8:25. But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. Again from Proverbs 10:28. The hope of righteousness is gladness, but the expectation of the wicked perishes. One more, Psalm 62:5. My soul waits in silence for God only, for my hope is in him. Christine Pohl, who writes for Christian Century, said, Simeon and Anna were symbols of Israelite faithfulness and righteous aging. They trusted that fidelity would bear fruit, and they trusted for a very long time. After the joyful testimony of the angels and the shepherds at the birth of Jesus, it is Simeon and Anna who recognize him as the promised one. They had watched and waited for the Lord's Messiah, and one day they met him. Simeon prayed like this, Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I've seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. Well, I say amen and amen. But not only have Simeon and Anna met him, but by faith we have met Jesus too. Podcast family, our future is good. Now, there are momentary trials, as Scripture seems to say. But even though they seem to last forever, they don't. They can't, because Christ has come. And we get to eagerly participate with what God is doing, our good God, in this world. So look for it, expect it, and then join in. Here's the great question. Would you think about your day that's coming up? Will you pray about a certain event that you know is going to happen today or tomorrow if you're listening late at night? And then literally be on your tiptoes in that moment, waiting expectantly on what God will do next, and enter into the fun. Let's pray. God, you are a good God, and you are with us, Emmanuel. Like the child at Christmas, help us to live expectantly, ready to witness your next move in the world. You didn't give us a spirit of fear, but you gave us good news of great joy. So help us walk it out today. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 638. And in the meantime, Eugene Peterson put it this way. We ought to cultivate the skills that equip us to live in cheerful anticipation of what God will do tomorrow. Will we live anxiously, complaining, and querulous because we don't have all we want? or because we don't know what's coming next? Or will we live in confident joy, sure that God's next move will be a good one? The expectant command is for us to rejoice. Okay, podcast peeps, how about you? What if today we started living on tiptoe?